of Sarai Menu, and we have to understand what the purpose of the Arichus, why the Torah is going into such great length, of buying it from Ephron, and how the Bnei Ches was so helpful in the affirmation of the Kenyan. Yokam Avrami al Pnei Meso Vidabel Bnei Ches Lemor Yevisosha Vanochi Mochem Tnui Uliachuzas Kevri Mochem Vekvara Mesi Mufanai. And in fact, you know, we should look at the last page first, and then maybe we'll have a new appreciation for this inyan. Page 14, it says Asara Nisyonos Nisnasna Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu had 10 Nisyonos, and we know Lech Lecha was one of them, and the Akedah was one of them, but different Rishonim have different opinions. How do you count the 10 Nisyonos? Now Rabbeinu Yonah has a unique opinion on page 15 in the bottom there, the arrow, the Asiri, the first line, Kvura Sara, that the 10th Nisayon of Avram Avinu was Kvura Sara. Why was it such a big Nisayon? What's the big deal? You got to buy land, so what's the big deal? No, the reason is because Hashem said to Avram Avinu, Kum Hisalech Ba'aris L'Arka U'L'Rachva Ki L'Chadet Nena. Now I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael. Ukshemesa Ishto L'Motza Mokum B'Kavra. In other words, yeah, Hashem says you own Eretz, you're going to get Eretz Yisrael. And yeah, Avram has to try to knock on someone's door for him to get a piece of land. So you would think he would have a taina on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here you say, I own Eretz Yisrael, and now I'm begging and knocking at someone's door to try to get a piece of land. Flow here, B'dover Zen. He didn't complain. That was his Nisayon, that he passed that Nisayon, that he didn't complain, that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu says L'chad Nena, and he still had a hard time getting the land, which he eventually got, he never saw that he complained. Perhaps through the course of this year, I'd like to perhaps give an added shot in why perhaps the Kvura of Sarah was a Nisayon for Avram Avinu, besides the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that I'm going to give you the land and not maybe another Mahalach. In other words, assuming like Rabbeinu Yonah, that was one Nisyonos, but with a different approach as to why so. Oh. So before we get to that, there's a famous comment of the Vilna Gaon. Take a look at the arrows. On Pasuk Dalet, page 1, it says, V'ekbara Mesi. It talks about the Kvura, right? And then it says the Mesi. Ekbara Mesi. Next arrow, page 2, Kvura Es Mesecha. In other words, the word Kvura always comes before the word Misa. Mikvur Mesecha, another time. Likbor Es Mesi. The Kvura, then the Misa. Page 3. Kvor Mesecha. Ekbara Mesi. Right? All these times, Lashon Kvura, then Lashon. Then what? Lashon Misa. But page 4, Es Mesecha Kvur. Misa is before Kvura. Now, obviously, Misa is before Kvura, right? Because that's the way it happens. First you die, and then you get buried. But it's interesting, the Vilna Gaon points out that we have so many times that in this Parsha, the word Kvura and Misa together, and Kvura is always mentioned before Misa. Kvura is always mentioned before Misa. So how many times do we have it? We have it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and on the seventh time, it's Misa and then Kvura. So we have 7 times this phrase of Kvura and Misa together, and 6 out of the 7 times, the word Kvura is before Misa, and the 7th time Misa is before Kvura. This is the I would have seen this parsha a million times. I would never have been sensitive to this diyuk. But the Gra was sensitive to this diyuk on page 5. It says, V'pasik v'ekbra es emesi milfanai. Hinika she mesa sara imenu. V'vakish avran achuzas kevim ba'adah. V'efram b'nei chesei shiva omram lo. Nimsa haloshan sheva pamim. Right? Then he goes through the 7 times. V'ikshu kol akadmonim. Okay, haloshan sheva pamim signo zeh. 7 times? You have to have it 7 times? 2 times, 3 times, 7 times this lashon, 7 times. Vayadai b'sholosh arba pamim v'chukei lashon. Odi yisholosh zedakle badua b'sheish pamim harishon niskar b'tchila kvura v'charkach misa b'pam shviz niskar b'tchila misa v'charkach zeh kvura. Betach yesh b'zeh inyan la'anosbo. He says the Gaon is convinced that there's something to be said to this. Omnam yesh lomad inyan kachu. In other words, Adam and Chava were already buried there, right? So, who's going to be buried in the future in that place? So, Avram and Sarah, Yitzchak and Rivka, Yaakov and Leah. So, that is 6 people. That's 6 people. And that's the remez to the 6, the first 6. Valeim miramzim apsukim b'orvam kam shisha pamim likbor smesi kodoma. Kneged shisha tzadikim hasidim l'nuchshom. V'yadu mamam chazal, shabo b'nei Yaakov l'maras ha-machpei likbor asbiyim, but esav l'har, riv v'omer shalihu. Right? We know the Gemara Sota says that that Esav is giving, difficulty, and then Kushan ben Don came and chopped off his head, and his head rolled into the Maras HaMachpelah. Right, so we had 6 people buried there, besides Adam and Chava, 6 people, and the 7th was Esav's head. So that's the that's the remez of the 7 times we have this phrase Kvura Misa, Kvura Misa, Kvura Misa, Kvura Misa. So the question is, so the first 6 are connected. The 6 pairs of Avos and Imos, and the 7th is connected the head of Esav. So the question is, why the change of Lashon? Why for the first 6 it has Kvura first and then Misa, and then by Esav it has Misa first and then Kvura? So he says, Gam Yidu Mar Chazal, Rishayim B'chayim Kvuri Mesim. We know Chazal say that Rishayim, when they're alive, they're Kvuri Mesim. Because their whole essence is for the pleasure of the moment, which is fleeting. It's no kiyum to that. It's not nitzchi. Tzadikim, we're doing things for the future. We're doing mitzvahs that are going to carry us for netzach nitzachim. So even tzadikim, when they're dead, they're kruim chayim. Because meis means something that doesn't have a future. Chay means David means yol chay v'kayim. It's forever. So that's why tzaddikim, I feel we misasim some kruim chayim, because they planted seeds that are still in motion for the future. For Shoyim, it's only the ice cream of today. It's no, the pleasure of the moment. Gumar makshin haksiv ki avar tal achlon. Misasim kruim chayim, shani shah achas kodim tkiyas hamesim. The Gemara says in Shabbos, but even though it says that offer our tov, offer our toshu. So how can you say we're always the krim chayim? So the Gemara says that 1 second before tchias hamesim will be considered really dead, so there could be a tchias hamesim. But tzaddikim are really always alive, and rishayim are even the chayim on nikrum mesim. Vechazim the etzel tzaddikim shayach kvura v'chakach misa. So for tzaddikim, is because even though when they're dead, they're still really considered alive, because what they their actions have far-reaching consequences for the future. So therefore, so when are they really going to be dead? The second before Tchias HaMesim. So that's for the first 6 with the Avos and the Imos, Kvura is mentioned first, and then Misa, because they're still alive when they're dead. They're still alive. It's just the second before Tchias HaMesim, the Gemara says, then they're really dead. the Chadomek neged Hashisha Tzadikim Anal, Shitzachu Lukover Sham. But Pam Achrona is connected who? The head of Esav, Esav HaRosha, Afilu B'Chayev, is Nikra Mace. So for him, it mentions what? Misa first, and then Kvura. Because before his Kvura, Hitaka was a Mace. That's the Gaon's remez in the parsha. Oh. Now the idea being that whatever we do that in life, the Torah and mitzvahs chesed that we do is a kinyan in nitzchis. It's forever. When you do a chesed today, that chesed is ba'olam linetzach nitzachim. You learn, you do a kind word, you do something. When you just do something for the pleasure of the moment, that was the pleasure of the moment, and it's gone. So Rishayim, their whole life is just for the pleasure of the moment, but not for anything real that's lasting. The Medrash continues, page 6. Amar v'loza kama diyo yos mishtabchos kama kum musu mishtabrim, that it says, in other words, the many pens have been much ink, this expression we have in English, much ink has been spilled. You know, kidei lichtov b'nei cheis asara pa'amim. Right? It's, in that parsha it says about the B'nai Ches, it mentions them 10 times. Bukhara didn't have to mention them 10 times. It could have been written, right? But what does it tell you? Could they lift up B'nai Ches, Kati B'nai Ches, B'nai Ches, Asara Kenegat, Aseres Hadibros. Lamecha Shekol Misha Mevar Mecho So Tzadik Ilu Mekayim Aseres Hadibros. That someone who helps the Tzadik procure property, which he needs to do a mitzvah, so, and the B'nai Ches helped Avraham procure the property, that's ki'ilu ki'eim aseres hadibros. So memela, that's why it says b'nei ches 10 times in the parsha. So what's the significance? So the Malbim on page 7 says the following. He quotes the Medrash. The Medrash, Omer v'loza kama diyon mishpochas kama kumosi mishtabim kidei lichtov asara pa'amim b'nei ches lametcha shakol mishu mevarem mecho shal tzadik. He said, the Malbim wants to understand, why is the Torah, first he wants to understand what's shot in the Medrash, and also what's shot in the Torah. Why was the Torah, you know, marich so much about the buying of the Maras HaMachpelah? He says, because Avraham wanted to teach a fundamental Yisod and Emuna. Lintoa b'leiva amim pina gdola mipino sadas. Shehi amura b'hashara sanefesh achar hamoves ugmula osi shehiya bein hanefesh bein aguf. He wants you to know that there's a concept of hashara sanefesh. Hashara sanefesh means the eternity of the soul. That person dies, his soul is eternal, and his body ultimately will come up with Chiyas HaMesim. So there's a certain eternal nature to the body as well. Either to Chai Olam Haba or to destruction. That we have a moon in Chiyas HaMesim, that the bodies are going to be resurrected. In other words, so not only is the neshama eternal, but the body also is eternal. So therefore, that's why we're so concerned about burial. Because it's not something, the body's gone. If the body's gone, it's finished, good. You know, who cares where it is? This is only a temporary thing. It's temporary storage for a future Tchiyas HaMesim. So therefore Avram is very concerned about the Kvura. He goes through many steps to make sure that he gets a proper kvura for Sarah, to inculcate in all the people around him the belief in the eternity of the soul and the eternity of the guf that's going to have Tchias HaMesim, that's going to reunite with the soul. And therefore, even though it's difficult, he pushes hard because he has this amunah. They call Rosh Hashanah to Tzadik, etc. Chosei Yekadover Zayel of Neiches. Bechashro Ki Mesim Bal Yichyu. The Bnei Ches never heard of this. They thought, you're dead, you're dead. They know Din V'cheshbo Mishol. V'akvura Ein Etzricha Rak Lefi Shah. Other people think, in other words, you need it temporarily until the body disintegrates. You need some place to put it. But it's not an something of eternity. Mishom Asich Rochon. V'chachach Hayub Mefanim HaKever. Al-Yidei Ma'is Ezush Hayab Pirus of Aram Nosan Ba'or Amara Hon Rav. By the fact that Avram was willing to pay so much, will you pay so much for something temporary? No, you don't pay so much for something temporary. But Avram willing to pay so much because it's not a temporary thing. It's not that we need it just for a couple of months till the body disintegrates. No, this is something that's going to be for a long time, and therefore Shabir Lema. And that's the idea. And then he goes on and, you know, basically says this idea. That he goes to so much for the kvura to show that because this is something that's very important, because it's not that now it's gone and now we're just waiting temporarily to no, this is going to the place for the body until the body is ready for Tchias HaMesim, because there's Tchias HaMesim, there's the eternity of the body and eternity of the soul. It's interesting that after I made this packet, somebody sent me from Eretz Yisrael, I just got it from my father, somebody sent me a sefer, Rabbi Yitzchak Olster, who was a Talmud Rav Huttner, a friend of mine from Eretz Yisrael, and he wrote a second volume of his sefer Olas Yitzchak, and I was looking through it and I saw that he quotes a gra that I never knew before, which is relevant I would have put it in the packet had I known it, and that is when it says in Megillas Esther, Lahashmig Laharog Ula'abed. So what does it mean, Laharog Ula'abed? So the gra says Laharog means to kill, and La'abed means to make sure they don't get a kvura. Because part of their belief is you kill, and you don't want to believe that there's any future, there's any kedusha to the guf, there's any idea, like we're saying over here, of tchias hamesim. So you kill, and you don't know kvura. Lahashmi, laharog, la'abed. Laharog is to kill, la'abed is to make sure that there's no, to say that we don't believe in any other future. And therefore, we're not going to let any kvura take place. And so says the Vilna Gaon. So I thought it was very apropos that it fits into this idea that we're saying over here. Oh, it's interesting. The Chizkuni on page 9 says already in Chumash in Sefer Bereishis that what does it mean Nishmas Chaim? We said in the Malbim that the Avram Avinu is trying to, by the fact that he's spending so much money, he's trying to show the importance of what? Of the eternity of the soul. Of the eternity of the body and the eternity of the soul. And where does that come from? Nishmas Chaim. Why is it called Nishmas Chaim? Just like we said in the Vilna Gaon. And what does Chaim mean? Chaim means something that's ad l'olme olomim. Because tzadikim afil m'sosim nikru Chaim. David Melech so chay v'tam. Nishmas Chaim, nishama shei chaya la'olam. Ve'ena mesa b'mos haguf. That the guf might not be functioning after death, but the neshama is still there, and ultimately the guf will return also. But the makor of this idea of the neshama being an eternal neshama is the Chizkuni quotes on this pasuk in Bereishis of Nishmas Chaim. Oh. So I think before we go on to continue that. Part of the idea that the purchasing of the Ma'aras HaMapela according to Rabbeinu Yonah, was a Nisayon for Amram Avinu. So Rabbeinu Yonah said the Pshat because Hashem said, I'm giving you an Eretz Yisrael, and now it's a little bit difficult, and he didn't complain. I want to say, based on the Malbim, another Pshat. That the reason why it's a Nisayon is because it's difficult now, but depending upon how strong the belief of Avram Avinu is in this idea of Tchias HaMesim and in the idea of Hasaras HaNevesh, will show how strong he's going to push to make sure that he gets it. In other words, this is a test to see to what degree does he have this belief in the eternity of this of the soul and then Tchias HaMesim. So by the fact that he pushes and he spends all the money to go and make sure to get it, that was his passing of this Nisayon. Well, there's a famous medrash we've discussed, I'm pretty sure, probably in the Imi Baruch also, the famous medrash of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva haya yoshev v'doresh. Right, Rabbi Akiva was darshaning, and everyone was sleeping. Well, they were dozing off. Batzibur misnamim. Bikesh la'orah. So he wanted to wake them up. So he figured he'll say something, you know, very interesting, and I'll wake the crowd up. So Omar Mamarasa Esther Shatimlo Chal Sheva Vesrim Umeya Medina. How come Esther was Zoche to rule over 127 Medinos? Because she was Tavo Esther Haisabas Bito Shal Sara, because she was a descendant of Sara Imenu. And Sara Imenu lived 127 years. So the Pshat I normally like to say over is the Pshat of the Chidushe Harim. That what's the idea? In other words, he tried to wake them up. So the Pashpshat means he just said something very interesting that'll wake them up. But I like to say over the Chidush Harim's Pshat that what do you see from here? You see from here that every year of Sara Imenu was connected a whole Medina. So that means that every month was connected a province. Every hour was connected. So you see that every second in your life could build a whole house, a whole part of a city. So every second is significant, and that's why he told it to them that they shouldn't waste time and doze off and not hear the drasha. Oh, Rav Shlomo Fisher, in his sefer Drashas Beis Yishai, I didn't write the author, Rav Shlomo Fisher from Eretz Yisrael. So he has another take over here to this idea. We said, so the theme that we've been saying, the idea that of Nitzchis, that the body is Nitzchi, the Neshama is Nitzchi, and we have to realize that what we do in life is Nitzchi, and that's what we have to pursue. In other words, when you do a Maisa Chesed, that's Nitzchis. When you eat an ice cream cone, okay, so you have a right, you're not a Malach. You know, that's here and now. But most of our life should be involved in pursuing Nitzchias, because that has the key. So he writes like this. And he quotes the Medrash of Rabbi Akiva. And then he quotes the Medrash that we saw that the 10 times it says, B'nei Ches. So he says like this. They be Medrash Shom, second paragraph. Kama Dios, Mishtabchos, Kama Komutsi, Mishtabrim. They lichtov B'nei Ches, Eser Parmim. He says that B'nei Ches have a very big schus, that they were involved in a project that's Nitzchi. And that's a big schus. Whenever you're involved in Nitzchius, so that you have a schus that lasts for a long time. He says, "Vayne Amalek mizerach Ches." So he says, Amalek is the descendant of Ches. Nimsa shalohaman haya mizer Amalek haysa omedel tzlo zuchuzo. That Haman had an eternal zchus that comes from B'nai Ches. And he's going to say in a second that, take a look on page 12. How does the Megillah begin? We know that in the Megillah Esther, there are a couple of big letters. So what's the first big letter? It's the Ches of Chur. Chur Karpas, right? The Ches of Chur is the big one. And what's the last one? On page 13? Vatichtov. The Tov of Vatichtov. Which spells what? Ches. to say that in the time of Megillus Esther, which is the Mechama ba'Amalek, Amalek is still able to linger around because they have a Zchus Nitzchi that they were what? That they were involved in the Kfura of Sarai Imenu. They were involved in a project of Nitzchius, and that still lingers around. So the only way we're going to be able to combat them is that we have, as he writes here, the Zchus of Esther, which is the Zchus of Sarai Imenu, and who also was a person of Nitzchius. And that's Pshat, that the 127 Medinos, or connected the 127 years of Sarai Imenu, it's true that they have the Zchus of Kfura, but we have the Zchus of Sarai Imenu Gufa, so we also have a Zchus Nitzchi, so that was our counterbalance to win the Milchemes Amalek. But the Milchemes Amalek stems from their Zchus of Ches, of Kvuras Sara Imenu. So that's the Yisur Rebosa. The beginning of the Parsha spends so much time on the Kvura. It shows you the idea of pursuing what's Nitzchi. Of course, in life there's mundane things, and everyone has to be involved in mundane things that are here and now and short-lived. But the main focus in our lives should be the pursuit of Nitzchius. When you help someone out, you do a chesed, when you learn a toisus, when you daven, these things that you're putting into the world are zchus nitzchi. Whenever you do a maisa chesed, you help someone cross, you help a blind person cross the street, that's a zchus nitzchi. That's l'ad lo me'omim. You help someone with go to a levaya, you help with a kvura, that's a zchus nitzchi. Look at B'nai Ches. So many years later, that Ches and Tov are still lingering from the B'nai Ches of yesteryear. And that's the idea of the Avos that are involved themselves in Zchus Nitzchi, and Kinyan Nitzchius. And that's why they're considered alive, and that's why they're only dead afterwards. It's right before Tchias HaMesim. But Kvura for them, then Misa. But Rishayim, it's short-lived. It's not a Kiyam Nitzchi. And that's the belief of Avraham Avinu in the belief of Nitzchius. The belief of Nitzchius of the Guf and the Shama and the Maisim. And that was why he was such a Nisoyan, because he really believed in it and he pushed to the very end. And therefore he passed the 10th Nisoyan of Kvuras Sarai Imenu. So that we always have to, you know, understand. As I said, in life you're always going to be involved in things that are short-lived in time, you know. But you have to think, what's the focus of my life? Is the focus of my life all these things that are not Nitzchius, or they're trying to focus towards Nitzchius? And Bezer Hashem, you focus towards Nitzchius, you have a certain sense of fulfillment, because anything that's short-lived is not going to bring so much fulfillment for you, and then Bezer Hashem, that Zchus should be Kayim La'ad Lo Me'olam.